Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to Maloney, Fourier, and Mego. It is a Patriots Monday. And it's time now to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Mac Jones. This interview is brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Arbella, here for New England, here for good. By Mass General Cancer Center and by Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. And joining us on the Harbor One Hotline right now is Mac Jones. Mac, thanks for joining us. First things first, how are you feeling here today?
Good. Like I said, just trying to, you know, take it day by day. And I feel better than I did yesterday. And we'll see what tomorrow has in store, so definitely feeling a little better.
Mac, there was some reports out there. Maybe you guys were going to get a second opinion. I'm curious, have you had that second opinion yet?
I think, like I said, just trying to get everything together and come up with a good plan here. And just tomorrow, see how I feel, and the next day, see how I feel. So I'm really just focused on, you know, doing my treatment and just trying to do the right things to become recovered and be ready to go.
Do you feel like there's a chance at all you could play this weekend?
Definitely a Coach Belichick question. I think, like I said, we're kind of in the spot where I'm just trying to get better and see how I feel each day and go from there. So definitely have a better answer for you towards the end of the week, but you guys can ask him.
All right, last one for me, because I know in 2008, not the last one, but here, your freshman year, 2018, I know Tua and Jalen Hurts both had this high ankle sprain down in Alabama. They introduced a procedure called tightrope. Do you remember that? Are you familiar with that procedure?
Yeah, I remember, obviously, those two guys had an injury, and they handled it that way. And I think everyone's different. And like I said, you know, just trying to, for me, do what's best for me. And I feel that just taking it day by day and doing my treatment will be the best way to go about it. So everyone's different, and that applies to any injury in football or any injury in general. So
Mac, I was just curious, just trying to look at some of your history. I can't remember the last time you actually missed a game because of an injury. Can you remember the last time? Was it like high school? It wasn't college. It wasn't last year. Do you remember the last time you actually missed a game because of injury?
Yeah, no, I don't think I really have, and I've been very fortunate for that. And right now, just like I said, being in this position, I've seen different players in it, and I'm just going to do my best to get better and take it day by day and see how we feel.
So, Mac, I understand you're just trying to address whatever you're facing right now day by day. Have you looked outside of within the Patriots organization or within the training in the building for any possible solutions, any treatment, any medical opinions you might get outside?
I think the Patriots do a great job, and you know, I'm just going to continue to get my treatment, and we're all just gathering everything together and making a decision, you know, based on each day. So right now I definitely feel better than yesterday, and hopefully tomorrow it improves a little bit more. So that's really all I can do right now.
Yeah. And Mac, to follow up on Christian's, I know you talk about injury wise, you haven't missed a game. You've been pretty lucky, and I would say so, being an athlete, you know, and even at your young age. But what was the most severe injury? I don't know, as a kid, you break something, you know, when you're younger, or what was the most severe injury you've had growing up?
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate just to not have too many, you know, big injuries or anything. I mean, the only thing I ever remember was I fell off the monkey bars one time and broke my arm.
Happens to all of us.
Mac, but I did that too. Same exact injury.
I never fell off the monkey
bars. In first grade,
well,
broke my arm.
Yeah.
My feet hit the ground.
So, yeah, other than that, all good.
So we're talking to Mac Jones, quarterback of the New England Patriots. Mac, you know, a lot of discussion on the Devontae Parker red zone interception. Can you walk us through what happened? Because from the way we looked at it, it looked like there was an adjustment at the line of scrimmage, and you checked the play, and maybe there was a communication issue.
Yeah, I think I kind of talked about this earlier, but just trying to get more good plays out there, and that ties into the communication and doing things right, and it takes all of us together, and it takes me communicating properly and all that. So definitely that wasn't a good play, so put that one in the bad play category and try and get more good ones out there. So that's pretty much all there was to it. And
I saw you on the sideline. The cameras caught you yelling, "Cover four." Like, what did the check have to do with an adjustment at the line of scrimmage, or was that like code for like anger, Mac Jones? What was cover four mean?
I don't remember yelling it, so I don't really know. So I guess something to do with the defense, but really just like I said, want to do better on the offensive side and create more positive plays that result in field goals and touchdowns.
Do you think, and it's just me just curious, do you think that you're putting more pressure on yourself to make plays than last year?
I think, you know, every year is different, and this year I just need to do a better job of, you know, playing my role and doing what I'm supposed to do. So we can all do better at that, and starts with me as the quarterback, and we're all going to get better together, and we've made good improvements. So sometimes it's hard to look at the results and sit there and say, you know, this and that, but I think we've made a lot of good progress. So just got to continue to do it and not focus on the results as much as just working together to put good plays out there.
Mac, noticed that, again, for the third game this season, you guys have been taking – or you've been taking a lot of deep shots down the field, particularly to Devontae Parker. We talked last week about those 50-50 balls that you toss up to him. Is taking those deep shots, is that kind of a concerted effort that you're hearing from the coaching staff? Because it seems like a bit of a change from last year.
Yeah, I think it's just pass plays in general, and you know, we want to be able to create explosive plays, and that's a big part of really good offenses, is being able to move the ball down the field. And explosive plays can come from runs, they can come from special teams, they can come from short passes. It doesn't have to be the long one. So I think it's just something that people look at, and I think that explosive plays are good plays. So we definitely want to be able to do those a lot.
No, we're talking to quarterback of the New England Patriots, Mac Jones. Last one for me. I know obviously this game didn't end well, and even personally for you in that matter, in that last play. But offensively, I felt like, you know, three quarters, I thought you guys played real well. That drive at the end of the first half was fantastic, and you came out in the second half and scored another touchdown. So a lot of positives to take out of that. And I know you lost that football game, but is that just a building block for you guys to, you know, buy into what you're doing? Because it seemed to work really well there for three quarters.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think obviously, you know, we really only care about the wins and the losses, but kind of what you're talking about is more like the process and how can we do that for four quarters is just competitive stamina and trying to do it right all the time and do it properly. So I think we can do it better and, you know, stack more good plays on top of each other and the results will change. So definitely think did a lot of good things and want to fix the things we didn't do well and early in the season, and now's a really good time to come together and make everything work.
All right, so a couple more for me, and then we're going to end it with our quarterback question of the week, which I know you're looking forward to. We got a good one for you this week, Mac. But first part is, how difficult is it to get ready for a game if you're not practicing?
I don't really know. I think I've never really been in that situation, and you know, it just depends. We have, you know, a day off tomorrow, so kind of just see how I feel on the day off and go from there. But, you know, football is the game of, you know, confidence, and confidence comes from years of playing. So I think anybody that's been hurt before knows that, you know, they have a lot of experience based on the years that they've played. So that's where your confidence comes from.
So, and then the second part of this is, after you, who knows this offense best?
I think there's a lot of guys, you know, around the facility, coaches, players.
But player-wise, like who would know it the best? Would it be Kendrick Bourne?
Yeah, KB.
KB. I was setting you up for the quarterback question of the week, Mac. All right, so let me read this real quick, and I'll get to the quarterback question of the week, which is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, where they specialize in taking care of men's sexual health. They have offices in Dedham near Legacy Place, in Salem, New Hampshire, Mac. I'm going to go up there. And now in Marlboro, serving Metro West. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. So the first part of the question is, okay, so a couple weeks ago we asked you about Tyquan Thornton, and you said you had a nickname for him, but you wouldn't tell us what it is. We have three choices that we all came up with. We want to see if you can give us a yes or a no on these. Could you do that for us?
Sure.
Okay, the first one is Jack Skellington.
No.
Okay.
Thank you. First of all, that was Christians. Well, we all know that wasn't it.
Thank God. The next one is Electro.
No.
Damn.
How about Bolt?
No, that's not what mine was.
Or Dash.
Dash. From The Incredibles.
Okay.
Damn.
All right. Okay, so the other part of this, the question of the week, is also, do you know what Brian Hoyer's real name is?
Axel.
Can you ask him why doesn't he go by Axel?
Dude, it's so much cooler.
It's Brian. Blah, everybody think Brian.
Dude, Axel Hoyer?
Yes.
Badass.
That'd be awesome.
Axel Hoyer.
Brian's pretty cool, but Axel's definitely up there with the coolest names ever.
Do you know who he was named after? The singer he was named after?
I mean, he's talked about it before, but I don't even really know.
Axel, I'm assuming it's Axl Rose. I'm assuming his parents were a big fan of Guns N' Roses.
But Axl Rose is AXL.
I think it's a family name.
Oh, it's a family name. That ruined my opinion. All right, thanks,
listen,
buddy.
Mac, we appreciate you joining us here. All the best in healing up as quick as possible. Looking forward to getting you back out in that field. And enjoy the rest of the week, and hopefully rest up and heal quickly, pal.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
All right. See you, Mac.
There you go. It's Mac Jones. By the way, our conversation with the quarterback is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners committed to an active game plan on the field and off.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.